Chapter 23. Now before these things, it happened that Philippos, son of Joachim, had departed from Gamala fortress under the following circumstances. When Philippos discovered that, indeed, Varus had been replaced by King Agrippa, but that Modios Aikus, a man who had been his old friend and comrade, had arrived as his successor, he wrote to him, sending a message about his own fortunes, and requesting him to take the documents which had previously been sent from him and have them dispatched to the royalties. And when Modios received the letters, he was very delighted once he had realized from them that Philippos had escaped. So he sent the documents to the royalties who were in the vicinity of Beirut. Now, as soon as King Agrippa realized that the rumor about Philippos was false, for word had spread that he had become a general of the Judeans for the war against the Romans, he sent cavalry to escort Philippos. And when he arrived, Agrippa welcomed him with a loving mind and kept demonstrating to the Roman commanders that this was the very Philippos about whom an account was circulating that he had revolted from the Romans. Now he directed him to take some cavalry and proceed quickly to Gamala Fortress to escort all members of the household out of that place and to resettle the Babylonians in Bashan. But he also transmitted a message ordering him to take every precaution so that there would be no hint of revolution among his subjects. Therefore, when the king had enjoined these things, Philippos indeed made haste to do what he had commanded. Now Joseph, the son of a female physician, induced many audacious youths to join him. And he exerted pressure upon the principal men at Gamala and persuaded them to defect from the king and to take up weapons, so that with these they might regain their freedom. So they indeed forced some into compliance, while those who did not concur with their decisions, they did away with. But they also killed Chares, and along with him, they did away with Yeshua, one of his relatives, and the brother of Eustos of Tiberias. Now they also wrote to me, exhorting me to send a force of heavy armed soldiers to them, and workmen to rebuild the walls of their city. And I did not refuse either of their requests. Now the country of Golan also revolted from the king as far as the village of Salem. So I proceeded to take measures for their external security. But in Golan, I also fortified the following villages by building walls for them: Seleucia and Sugini and Gamala, villages which were naturally very secure. And recognizing that Galilee would bear the Romans' opening assaults, I began enwalling at the appropriate locations. Now in Lower Galilee, I also fortified the cities of Tarikaa and Tiberias and Zippori. also the villages of Beersheba and Salama and Yodfat, also Kfar Akko and Sigof and Yafia and Mount Tabor. But in addition to these, I enwalled the caves around the shore of Genusar. One of these is Arbel Cave. But the inhabitants of Zippori, in order that their security measures would be in place against us, deceived me into authorizing them alone to erect a wall on their own accord. Because I saw that they were affluent with resources and eager for the war, even without an order. Now, I also similarly enwalled villages throughout Upper Galilee, even those with very rocky surroundings. Their names are Zavat, and Yabna, and Meroth, and a rock called Akbara. In these places, I also stored plenty of grain and weapons for their future security. Now the hatred which Yohanan, son of Levi, bore toward me, because of my success, grew more intense. Therefore, having determined to have me removed by any means, he, of his own accord, indeed similarly enwalled his fatherland, Gish Halav, which was done as I directed. But all the other fortifications were built when I was present, laboring alongside them and issuing orders.